It was Kyle Briggs who got the ball away. It's a lovely little flick pass out to Walker, who's heading towards the posts. He's got two men around him. And in at dummy half, James Davey. Davey's got the ball away, and it's chiming into the line.
Brambani, I think it is.
Yep, Dominic Brambani chiming into the line for Sheffield. The pressure was incessant on that Batley defence, and we're just short of 6 minutes on the clock, and Sheffield have come up with the first points. It's Sheffield 4, Batley 0.
Yeah, it was. Precious toe there. It was an excellent ball there from Davey, and Brambani just whipped through the gap, but the fourth set of six, the Batley Bulldogs just couldn't quite clearly keep out the pressure there, because it's been all the Eagles from the kickoff. And I say, good play from Davey. Nice break from Brambani. The first 4 points are for the Eagles. Turn pressure into points.
Good pressure here for Batley, who was spinning a long ball out the far side then to Ainscoe. Sean Ainscoe gets the ball away, and Batley are in the right-hand corner through Wayne Retty by the looks of things. Referee checks with both other officials and awards the try. Retty's got one back for Batley. It's Sheffield 6 and the Bulldogs 4.
Well, it's come from the mistake from the Sheffield Eagles in a schoolboy era with a drop ball. No pressure whatsoever, but the Batley Bulldogs, the victor straight back there. Good pressure, good ball movement. And did I say, well, Wayne Retty, the experience, what he's got, the quality wing and what he is, you give him half a chance, he's not going to mess up, so the chance is up. And the Bulldogs back in this game. Good response. Good defence from the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they've tightened things up since they conceded that try. But what can the Eagles ask of them? QLT gets the ball away to Menzieri. Oh. And Menzieri strolls through. We can slap the Batley defence on the back if we like, but it ain't going to do any good there. They've conceded a second try, 16 minutes in, and Sheffield, well, they walked through there to make it 10 points to 4.
Absolute peach. Absolute peach. QLT, well, we all know what he's like as an attacking player, but his skill there, his vision, great ball to Menzieri, and one feet for sure. You don't stop the big guy there from 10 yards out of the back defence. Quite clearly paper thin. Don't stop the big man from that distance. Great response from the Eagles.
They need to show a little bit more than they did on their last set. Here's Alex Rowe. Shrugs off one man, still taking three men with him towards the post. Plenty of size about Alex Rowe, and
he's
power as well.
He's a big boy.
Took some real stopping there, and he's held up about a foot short of the line. Little dash from dummy half here.
He's got there,
Alex De Leek, and Leek's got across the line and nicked a try back for Batley. 20 minutes gone. Sheffield 12, Batley 8.
Well, from a point of view, from a coach's point of view, it's a very, very soft try. The defence just falling asleep a little bit, but give all pressure there to Halleck League. He just saw that they were napping a little bit, the Eagles there at dummy half. Bit of opportunity, but again, it's just a silly penalty from the Eagles that give the Batley Bulldogs the good field position. But as all good sides do, they'll turn pressure into points. And as we say, as I mentioned earlier, it could be if you score, we will score as well.
And now Brambani gets it away. It's into the arms of Kyle Briggs, QLT, coming in from fullback with a stepping, dancing run. Good effort from QLT. Good footwork. It's reminding me a little bit of the days of the Ali Shuffle did that for a moment. Here is John Davies for Sheffield Eagles. Gets the ball away. It was QLT coming into the line. Eagles looking for an opportunity down this near side. The kick has come in. It's been picked up in the sky by Rob Warrensey, who's got the ball down. The flag went at the same time. Well, now then, will it be awarded?
That's got to be a penalty try, because, you know, he's got over the try line there. That, because he's taken him out in the air. The touch judge has ruled it out that he was in touch. But that has got to be a penalty try, surely. He's taken him out in the air.
It was a great effort from Rob Warrensey to try and catch the ball in the first place.
It's a penalty try. It's got to be.
He snaffled it. What have we got? We've got a penalty to Sheffield.
It should be a penalty try, Doichi. He's got over the try line, caught. He's been taken out mid-air. That is a penalty try.
Yeah, difficult to see why he's ruled it out and brought them back 2 metres. Given a penalty 2 metres from the line.
It's a penalty try. He scored the try.
Yeah, Rob Warrensey has had one chalked off there. Sheffield still leading 12-10, but they're going to try and make this attack pay. Kyle Briggs gets it away to QLT. Now it's with Menzieri on the far side. Yeri holds off one man. He's going across the line, and it doesn't matter, because Sheffield have got a try at the other side of the field. The second of the afternoon for Menzieri. And 32 and a half minutes in, it's Sheffield 16, Batley 10.
No, it didn't make any difference in the end, but again, it's just good ball movement again from the Eagles from one side of the field to the other, early in the tackle count. And the big guy again is on the money ball again, 10, 15 yards out. You don't stop him from that distance. Maybe say the defence could have been a little bit stronger, but who am I to question defence from a point of view with Menzieri from that distance, from that speed, that size? He loves scoring a meat pie. Reminds me of the days with Mal Meninga.
Here's Smeaton for Sheffield Eagles. Down the near side is Warrensy. Warrensy this time gets across. The flag goes again, but no question that he got the ball down legitimately and will be awarded a try at his second attempt for the afternoon. And it was danger times for Batley when they conceded possession there. And just over a minute to go before the break, they've gone further behind. Sheffield 20, Batley 10.
Again, it's just come from a silly penalty given away by the Bulldogs. But as I mentioned, what a perfect time to score a try. If you are going to score one, 90 seconds just before the half-time out. It was great ball movement and Warrensy, well, the class what he's got, the speed, the size. Straight in at the corner, quality finish by a quality winger. Warrensy, he's done that many times in his career, hasn't he?
Sam Scott, it was, who took up the drive here. Oh, Sheffield nice. Through, big.
He's dropped it. He's dropped it, has he?
Big James Brown it was, wasn't it? Ooh, he got across the line.
It's now a controversial one, that, Deutsche.
Yeah, several players celebrating. James Brown's taking the pats on the head. It was him who came barnstorming through. And it has been awarded as a try. A third of the day for Batley Bulldogs. In fact, no, Sam Scott now has been called as the scorer, not James Brown.
I'm sure James Brown. It was James Brown, the 21. He's had a storming start to this second half, and it was 21, James Brown. But the Sheffield players were complaining a little bit. Had he dropped the ball? Had he coughed the ball up over the try line? But the referee was a little bit closer than what we are, and he gives a try and, well, puts the Bulldogs well and truly back into this game.
Menzieri gets the ball away to QLT. QLT is going to dummy his way through. And QLT has won it for Sheffield with 29 seconds remaining on the clock. That is it. The 2 points will stay here with the home side. And Sheffield are going to win the game. They lead now by 26 points to 16 with a conversion attempt to come.
That's the game done. And there's a great ball movement from the scrum there. And QLT with Menzieri. Great offload there. And QLT, Ainscore, took the dummy from the inside. Quality play, what he is. Good ball movement. Game over. Sheffield, you would say, for the full 80 minutes, just about deserves this result.